My name is Ian. I am a pastor from Toronto.
多謝阿 Cecil 啊嚟到介紹我嚇，咁我係Pastor Ian 啊，我喺多倫多裏邊啊做傳道人。
So I want to tell you a little bit about myself.
咁同大家介紹下我自己。
In my last year of university, I decided that I wanted to make a change in my life.
我大學嘅最後一年嘅時候咧，我就決定咧要嚟到有一啲嘅改變。
So at the time, I was pretty weak and not strong. So I went to a friend of mine who was a coach at a gym.
咁啊，嗰陣時咧，我身體咧比較瘦弱嘅，咁我話想比較要強壯一啲，咁所以咧我就去揾一個朋友咧，佢喺個健身室裏邊咧。你要做教練的。
And so I told her what I wanted. What I wanted to do was I wanted to get strong. I wanted to put on weight. Because at the time, I was 21 years old and 118 pounds.
我就跟她說我想要什麼啦，我想強壯一點，我又要加重一些體重。那時候我就是21歲，就是118磅。
So she told me that it would take a lot of work, but that it was possible.
她跟我說呢，你要做好多功夫喎，不过都系可能嘅。
So when I asked her, I said, "What do I need to do to get results?"
咁我就问佢啦，我要做啲乜嘢先能够达到呢啲嘅效果咧
？We say, "What do I need to do?" when we honestly don't know the answer to the question.
咁啊，当我哋唔知道答案嘅时候，通常我哋都会嚟到咁样问下，我要做啲乜嘢咧
？What do I need to do for my children to start opening up to me?
我要怎样做我的儿女他们才会跟我们有多些交谈呢
What can I do so that people at school stop bullying me?
我要怎样做在学校里面那些人才不会去欺凌我呢
What can I do to get a promotion at work?
我要怎样做我才可以在公司里面升职呢
Or what can I do even to get married and have kids?
或者我怎样做才可以结婚生仔
The question for today though is what must I doto get eternal life.
咁但今日嘅问题就系话，我要点样做我先能够得到永生呢
？Because that's the big question. Because it doesn't matter what the other answers are if you don't have that eternal security.
嗱，呢个系一个好重要、好大嘅问题嚟噶，因为咧，如果你冇呢个问题嘅答案，你其他所有其他问题咧都系无关重要啦。
We can spend our lives working hard at school, at our jobs, to put food on the table.Clothes to wear, make money for vacation, or even to afford good cars.
我哋可以喺生活里边，我哋好忙碌咁嚟到工作赚钱养家我哋咧嚟到系攞有食物有衫着甚至去度假有好嘅车。
We spend so much time thinking about this life, the now, the here, but what about the next one?
我哋用咗时间都系喺我哋今生里边所做嘅事情嘅上边，但系我哋有冇想过我哋嘅来生会系点咧
？Because it's a waste to put in all this effort and all this time and all this energy, only to lose it at the very end.
因为如果我哋只系将我哋一生嘅所有嘅功夫嚟到去摆喺我哋今生嘅里边而我哋喺今生之后我哋就会嚟到失去晒所有嘅时候咧，似乎呢个系一个嘅浪费。
It matters if we have eternal life or not.But how do we actually get it?
咁所以咧，有永生或者冇永生对我哋嚟讲咧，系非常重要嘅。但问题就系，我哋点样先至能够得到永生呢
？So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Luke chapter 10 and follow along. If not, you can just listen, and we're going to work through it together.
咁所以咧，想我嚟到打开圣经路加福音嘅第十章嗰度啦吓，25至37节嗰度吓，不过如果你冇圣经嘅，你可以听我哋度讲。
Because the text will show us that eternal life is number one, a result of a saving, loving relationship with God。
喺呢段经文里边，你都话俾我哋听第一点就话咧，永生系我哋同神之间有一个被拯救同埋彼此相爱嘅关系嘅后果。
And number two, that this relationship requires us to love.And care for every person that we meet.
而第二点就话咧，一个嘅关系系对我哋有个要求要求我哋咧嚟到去爱同埋去关心我哋身边所有嘅人。
So Jesus is teaching with his disciples, and a lawyer stands up and decides that he wants to test Jesus, test the teacher.
咁当主耶稣嚟到系教导呢啲国嘅群众嘅时候咧。有一个嘅律法师佢嚟到起身佢嚟到问耶稣个问题佢目的呢就係嚟到系试探耶稣。
So, he asks Jesus, he says, Teacher, what must I do for eternal life?
他就问耶稣、这个问题，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？
So this is the conversation between Jesus and the lawyer.
以下就是耶稣和这个律法师的那个的对话。
What is written in the law? Jesus replied. How do you read it?
耶稣就会说了，律法上面是怎么写的呢？你读的是怎样的呢？
He, the lawyer, answers, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind.And love your neighbor as yourself.
咁主耶稣就回答呢个律法师，就话你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
The right way to inherit eternal life is not what people would expect.
我哋要得到永生正确嘅途径咧，并唔系好似一般人好多人佢哋所谂嘅咁嘅方法。
We would expect that to get it, you'd have to work really hard for God.
好多人会想就话，我哋如果要得到永生咧，我哋要为咗神咧，要去做好多嘅事情。
To provide for your family, to do good things for people, to be generous with your money, to be kind, be a good person。
或者话咧，我哋要去供给我哋嘅家人嘅需要，我哋要为人要做啲好事，我哋要好慷慨咁样捐钱，我哋要好仁慈，或者要做个好人啦。
And you know what all of these things have in common?
大家知唔知道所有呢啲嘅事情有啲咩嘅共通点啊
？It's all about you，
就系全部嘅都系关于我自己
，and not about what God does for you，
而唔系关于神为你嚟到做咗啲乜嘢。
Point number one， eternal life is the result of a saving, loving relationship with God。
所以第一点就话永生就系我哋需要同神有建立一个嘅被神拯救同埋相爱嘅关系嗰个嘅后果。
Love God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole strength, your whole soul。
我哋要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意嚟到去爱我哋嘅神。
Now this is not a new answer. The Jews of Jesus' time would have answered that way.
这个都不是一个很新的答案，因为那些犹太人他都很清楚明白这一件事情。
Jesus is showing us that love is the most important feature of our relationship with God.
主耶稣其实在这里想表明就是说爱是我们跟神关系之间最重要的那个事情。
It's not duty or obedience, it's not sacrifices at the temple, it's not offerings.
这个不是一个的责任，不是一个的信服，不是来到献祭，也不是一个的奉献。
It's not about following rules. It's not about a focus on being pure. The focus is not on you.
也不是说我们要来到是遵行这些的律法，也不是呢来到向一些的教条上面来到洁净。所以呢这个那个集中点不是在我们的身上。
The focus is on your relationship with the God who saves you.
那个的集中点就是在神，我们和神的关系，因为神是拯救我们的神。
He does the saving work, not us.
是神做，这些一切是神所做的，而不是我们做的。
Now, I come from an atheist background,And I didn't even believe that God was real, and the idea that He could love me was ridiculous.
咁我系来自一个无神论嘅一个嘅背景，所以我咧，我甚至唔相信咧神系真实存在嘅。所以如果你话要我去你都话去爱神嘅时候咧，我所以觉得咧呢个系非常荒谬嘅事情。
What changed was when I was in a moment of my life when I needed help, when I felt lost and lonely, and I didn't know what to do.
我几时嚟到去改变呢，就是当我在人生里面我觉得很无助的时候，我觉得呢我迷失了方向，觉得很孤单，我不知道我的生命那个的方向究竟是怎样。
And that was the moment when God sent people into my life to show me that there was a different way.
就在这个时候神就差遣一些人来到我生命的当中，来到跟我讲到我们的生命的可以有什么的方向。
People who said that their relationship with God was the thing that got them through the day, that it gave them joy and peace in their soul.
咁呢啲人就嚟到同我分享，当佢同主耶稣同神又建立咗关系嘅时候，佢哋嘅生命就嚟到开始有平安同埋有喜乐。
And that when they had struggles and when they asked for help, He did something about it.
而当佢哋生命里边嚟到有挣扎嘅时候，神亦都系嚟到帮助佢哋。
They trusted him with their love And in exchange, he saved them.
这些人他们相信神，他们爱神，而得回来的就是神拯救他们。
Sometimes we hear this word faith and we think it's closing your eyes and walking off the stage.
有时候我听到信心这个字，我们就会想到可能就蒙住双眼，我们就行前的路。
But this is not right. This is not what God does in his relationship with his people.
但其实这个是不正确的，也不是当我们跟神的关系，也不是神这样来带领着我们的关系。
In the Old Testament, God continuously repeats over and over again, do you not know who I am?
在旧约里面，神一次又一次的来到显明他自己，要告诉我们听，你知不知道我是哪一个？
I am the God of your fathers who liberated you from slavery in Egypt.
我是你父家的神，曾经将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的那一位。
And he does this to show them that when they were at their lowest point, he was there for them.
他要来向他们显明，当他们在人生里面的最低谷、最低点的时候，神仍然都是与他们同在。
And if he was there for them at that moment,then why would he not help them right now?
如果神在他们这么低潮的时候，神都仍然都与他们同在的时候，当他们去遇到这些其他的小问题的时候，神岂不要更加会与他们同在吗？
We can trust God with our love and with our faith because we can see the pattern of him saving his people.
我们可以来到全心的去相信神，凭信心的来到跟随神，因为我们看到神在过往里面怎样的一次又一次的来到带领他的子民。
1 John chapter 4 reads, This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him.
约翰一书第四章第九节说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
We have the cross, that's all I need.
我们有十字架，这个就是我们所唯一需要的。
Because that's the proof,that God actually does care about me.
因为这个就是证实了神是这么来到去关心去爱护我们。
When Jesus goes to the cross and dies, he shows me that his love for me is worth what he is about to experience.
当主耶稣他来到去上十字架上面受死的时候，就代表了他这么爱我们，甚至这个地步他愿意的来到为我们的罪来到舍身。
And because he does that, because he dies,He destroys the power of sin in my life.
而因为他的死，他就来将控制住我们里面的这个死权来到去败坏。
He destroys the power of Satan to keep me away from God.
他来将这个撒旦要我们同神分离的这个权势来到败坏。
And he opens the doors of salvation to any person who hears his words.And obeys.
也都是打开了这个的救恩的门，让每一个愿意来到去相信，愿意信服神的人都能够是得着救恩。
God makes the first move, but how do you and I respond?
神已经是踏出了第一步，但是你和我要怎样去回应呢？
God's love makes us feel guilty when we sin. It convicts our hearts to turn away from sinful things.
神的爱使到我们知道自己是有罪，当我们来到是想犯罪的时候，神在我们的内心里面叫我们来到去知罪。
To obey his rules and his law because we love him.
我们去遵行，我们去跟随神的律例，是因为我们爱神。
It says, Lord, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul, with all of your strength,And all of your mind.
圣经说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意去爱主你的神。
This means every part of our life, there is nowhere that God's love cannot go.
这个是在我们整个人生里面每一个方面都是适用的。神的爱不会在有这个地方它是不会来到 达得到的。
We cannot only have a private and personal relationship with God.
我们不可以只是一个很私人的个人的和神的关系。
We must do something with the love that God gives us.
神给我们有这个爱我们需要来为神去做一些事情。
We cannot be faithful in the daylight and faithless at night.
我们不可以只是在日头的时候我们就对神来到忠诚然后到夜晚的时候我们就向神来到不忠。
Love is the cornerstone of our relationship with God to get eternal life.
爱是我们和神之间的关系那个的基石也是我们得到这个永生的一个的途径。
Both God's love for us shown on the cross, but also our response.What we do with our love for Him.
主耶稣在十字架上面所表达的所给到我们的爱和我们的信心我们同神的个的我们向神的回应两个方面都是重要。
Obedience, sacrifice, duty,
信服献祭责任这些事情。
These are not the requirements to get eternal life. They are the productof a healthy relationship with God.
这些不是我们要得到永生的那个要求而是我们跟神有一个健康的关系那个的后果。
But there is a second part. There is not only just a love for God, but a love for people.
但是还有另外一个的方面就是不单止是我们跟神那个的爱我们都需要来去爱其他的人。
Jesus takes this command to love your neighbor from Leviticus chapter 19 verse 8.
利未记第十九章十八节嗰度讲
，It says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord."
嗰度话不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
There is a direct connection between my love for God and my love for people.
我们向神的爱和我们向其他人的爱这两者之间是一个直接的联系。
You can keep a love for God inside and keep it private, but a love for people must be done in the open.
我们向神的爱可以收埋在我们自己的内心的深处但我们向其他人的爱是必须要来到在外面表达出来。
Loving God without loving people is empty.
如果我们只是说爱神而不去爱人的时候这个是非常的空泛的。
Even in the times of Moses, God made it clear to his people that they were to love their neighbor.
就像摩西的时代神也是很清楚的来到向他的百姓来到是显明就说你需要来到去爱你的邻舍。
But there is an obvious question, who is my neighbor?
但是一个很明显的问题就是说究竟谁才是我的邻舍呢？
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, maybe the younger people will. There is something going around called a phone neighbor.
不知道大家有没有听过可能年轻人有听过就有一个运动就叫做打电话给你的邻舍。
So, for the people who don't know, what you do is you take your phone number and you change the very last number at the end by one.
咁这个做法呢就是你拿你自己的电话的号码然后将你最后那个电话最后那个数字呢改成一。
So, you're talking to someone that you don't know, but you call them a neighbor.
咁呢你就打这个电话号码你可能会同一个陌生人来到去对话下不过呢这个就是你要打电话给他的邻舍啦。
I don't think Jesus meant that when he said love your neighbor.
我相信主耶稣不是这样的意思的当他说要爱你的邻舍的时候。
Does he mean the person that lives beside you, your literal neighbor?
是不是指到你的邻居就是住在你隔壁那位呢
Or maybe just the people in the country next door to you?
或者是不是说是住在其他国家的人呢
I'm from Toronto, am I your neighbor?
我都是住在多伦多的我是不是你的邻舍呢
You see how there are problems with love thy neighbor.
你看到爱你的邻舍这件事情都有这个问题。
It makes sense for us to do good things for the people we like, the people in our family, maybe even the people from your country.
如果我们去爱那些我们喜欢的人或者我们的家人甚至乎我们有相同国家文化人这个似乎很合理的事情。
People in our church, people who are nice to us, our people, and then there are the other people.
我哋教会里边嘅弟兄姊妹啦，或者我哋嘅朋友吓，喺我哋圈子里边嗰啲人咧，我哋去爱佢哋咧，似乎系比较容易。
Which group am I supposed to love?
究竟我哋爱嘅系边个圈子里边嘅人咧
？Now the lawyer, he's smart. He knows the law, so he thinks I can trick Jesus this way.
咁呢个律法师咧，佢系好聪明嘅吓，佢就谂到咧，我可以咧嚟到藉呢个问题咧，嚟到去试探下耶稣。
And also because the lawyer has not been loving everybody.
咁而且咧，呢个嘅律法师咧，佢亦都冇咧，有咁嘅心咧，去爱其他所有嘅人。
So Jesus doesn't give him a straight answer. He tells him the parable of the Good Samaritan.
咁啊，主耶稣冇俾到佢一个直接嘅答案，反而咧嚟到系同佢讲咗一个嘅比喻。
So children know the story, but we're just going to do a quick recap.
咁啊，小朋友咧应该都听过呢个嘅比喻啦。咁我嚟到重温一下。
So a man goes to Jerusalem, and as he's walking, he is beaten and robbed by robbers.
咁有人咧，佢就去耶路撒冷喺路上边嘅时候咧，佢就俾只强盗咧嚟到去抢劫同埋打咗佢一身。
And so the robbers leave him by the side of the road with nothing, and a priest and a Levite pass by and don't help the man.
咁呢个强盗打咗佢之后，就将佢摆喺个路边嚟等死。后来咧有一个嘅祭司同埋一个嘅利未人经过，但系佢哋都冇做过任何嘅事情。
But a Samaritan sees the man, and not only does he pick him up and put him on his donkey, but he takes him to an inn where he takes care of him.
咁后来有一个嘅撒玛利亚人经过嘅时候咧，佢就将佢咧就系放上去嘅驴嘅上边，带过去一个嘅客店嚟到照顾好佢。
And he tells the innkeeper.No matter what it costs, look after the man and I will pay you back.
我亦都同呢个店主话咧，无论任何嘅开支你嚟到去医好照顾呢个人，我翻嚟嘅时候咧，我就会嚟到系俾翻钱你。
So Jesus asks the lawyer which one was a neighbor to the man, and the lawyer replies, the one who did mercy to him.
咁主耶稣就问呢个律法师，边个人先系呢个受伤嘅人嘅邻舍咧？咁呢个律法师就回答话系嗰个对佢有怜悯嘅嗰个人。
And so Jesus says, go and do likewise.
咁而主耶稣亦都同佢讲就系你照着嚟到去行啦。
The neighbor is everybody.
我哋嘅邻舍系所有嘅人。
So this is point number two.
呢个系第二点。
Our saving relationship with Jesus, eternal life, requires us to love and care for everyone.
就系我哋同神有呢个被救赎嘅呢个关系里边，系要求我哋同样嘅要去爱我哋身边其他人。
And that makes no sense.
呢个好似好唔合理嘅。
It doesn't make sense to help your enemy.
就是说如果我们甚至乎要去帮助我们的仇敌的时候很不合理的。
Being kind to people who hurt you, who are mean to you.
如果要对那些侮辱我们对我们很刻薄的人都要去对他们仁慈。
People who make your life miserable, who just run you down and make you feel worthless.
那些使到你经常都是很激心的人经常都是使到你觉得自己一无价值的人。
If you came to me when I was an atheist and said I had to love my enemy, I'd say you're nuts.
如果当我仲系一个无神论者嘅时候咧，你同我讲话你要我要去爱呢个人嘅时候，我话你系黐线嘅。
Samaritans were not liked or trusted by Jews.
呢啲嘅撒玛利亚人咧系从来呢啲犹太人系唔爱。呢啲甚至歧视呢啲嘅撒玛利亚人嘅。
Good Jews would completely avoid the area of Samaria because they didn't want to be made dirty by going near those people.
呢啲嘅犹太人咧，佢哋甚至乎咧要绕道唔经过撒玛利亚，因为佢哋唔想同呢啲嘅撒玛利亚人有任何嘅交谈，以致咧系佢哋嚟到被污染咗。
But out of the three people, the priest, the Levite, both of them are Jews, by the way.
但系头先我哋所讲嘅呢三个人嘅里边，嗰个嘅祭司同埋利未人咧，佢哋其实都系犹太人嚟嘅。
It's the Samaritan, the dirty, unclean person who helps the Jewish man。
反而喺呢个嘅撒玛利亚人喺犹太人嘅心目中，佢哋系污秽嘅，系不洁嘅呢啲人咧，佢反而系嚟到去帮助呢个受伤嘅犹太人。
If neighbor only means the people in our circle, then it's so much easier to love your neighbor。
如果我哋所以邻舍只系代表我哋圈子里边嘅我哋喜欢嘅人嘅时候，我哋就好容易就可以去你个做得到。
It is hard for us to love and care for people who are rude, who don't appreciate the work that we do for them, ungrateful people.
但是如果要我们去爱一些不爱我们甚至乎是得罪我们顶撞我们的人的时候，这个是实在非常的难去做得到。
I've heard the story of the Good Samaritan so many times, I can't even remember.
我听了这个好撒玛利亚人的故事很多次，我都不记得多少次了。
But this week I saw something that I had overlooked.
但这个星期当我再看的时候，我发现到一些我以前没有发现到的事情。
The Samaritan didn't just help somebody who is in need.
这个的撒玛利人他不单只是来到帮助了这个人。
He put his life at risk to help him.
其实呢当他要帮助这个人的时候，他是将自己来到置身在一个险境的里面。
Think about this. He is stopping on a road where a man has already been beaten and robbed.
我们思想一下，他现在去帮助这个人，他要停下来在路旁来到救这个人，他刚刚才被强盗来打了一身的。
He stops knowing that it could happen to him.
当他停下来的时候呢，可能他都会来到被人打的。
And then he goes to an inn with the man, not a holiday inn, by the way.
咁后来呢，他将这个受伤人带到一个嘅客店啊，咁啊，记住呢个唔系假日酒店啊。
And inns are not safe places for people.
但呢啲嘅客店呢，其实都系唔安全嘅。
If you go to sleep in an inn like this, you could be robbed or killed in the middle of the night.
如果你去到呢个客店里边投宿嘅时候咧，喺夜晚可能你都会俾人哋去抢劫吓，去打你嘅。
And to make it even worse, the Samaritan agrees to pay for all of the costs.
但更加糟糕嘅就系话咧，呢个嘅撒玛利亚人佢应承咗呢个店主咧，佢任何嘅代价佢都会翻嚟咧，系嚟到俾翻呢一个嘅店主。
The innkeeper could have ripped him off. He could have said, "It'll cost you." Four times as much as it actually does.
咁啊，呢个店主有可能咧会开天杀价喎，可能要求佢四倍咁嘅钱喎。
How's he gonna know?
佢点会知道啊
？Who would do something like that?
边个会做一啲咁傻嘅事咧
？Only a person so sure of God's love for them that they are willing to risk everything they have for a complete stranger.
除非有些人他是对神的爱是这样的来到肯定的时候，他才能够为了其他的人来到愿意冒上这样的危险。
Eternal life is not for people who only love themselves or their people.
永生并不是给那些人，他只是来到爱自己或者爱他自己圈子里面那些人。
It is for people who are so captured by God's love,that they will give everything they have for their neighbor.
永生是那些被神的爱来到去激励他们，愿意来到去 为其他人，来到付上一切去爱其他的人那些人。
The early church read this story of the Good Samaritan and they saw Jesus there.
初期教会那些的基督徒，当他们读这个比喻的时候，他们就看这个的好撒玛利亚人就是耶稣。
Jesus is the Samaritan who sees us in the ditch.
耶稣就是这个的好撒玛利亚人，看到我们是被丢在路旁。
Beaten up, robbed, nearly dead because of sin.
我们因为罪的缘故，我们被打，我们来到是将我们是差不多要死。
And even though Jesus should have just let us stay there, saying, well, you shouldn't have gone and not rode by yourself.
其实主耶稣他可以一样来说呢，你是抵死的啦，谁叫你独自的来走这条路呢？
Instead, he chooses to love me and to die for me.
但反而的，他选择了来到爱我们，甚至乎愿意为我们来到受死。
Jesus' command is, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them when they despitefully use you and persecute you.
耶稣给我们的命令就是说，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他们祷告。
And it's possible to do this because we see it on the cross.
我们当我们唯一看到主耶稣在十字架上面他这样来做的时候，我们才能够是照样的来到去行。
Jesus loves me not when I'm his friend, But when I am his enemy,
主耶稣他爱我们并不是当我们是他的朋友的时候，而是当我们和他还是敌人的时候。
When I was younger, I thought Christians were foolish people who didn't know enough.
当我年轻的时候，我想那些基督徒呢，他们是一些很无知的人，很愚蠢的人。
I would say that the church was a waste of time and the people in it are wasting their lives.
我想呢这个的教会呢实在很浪费我的时间，那些去教会的人呢都是浪费了他的生命。
So why would God choose to love a person like me?
但神为什么会仍然爱我一个这样的人呢？
Because God's command is not to just love your friends, but it is to love your enemies as well.
因为神给我们的诫命就是我们不单止去爱我们的朋友，我们同样要爱我们的敌人。
And God's love is so powerful, it can even change a heart like mine.
神的爱是有能力的，甚至乎好像我一个这样的人，他都能够去改变我的生命。
And God's love conquered my heart. It made it his own.
神的爱来到激励了我，也都是为我要预备一个新的生命。
And that love moves us to love the people we see who are the same as we were lying by the side of the road.
神的爱也都是感动我要来去爱其他人，就好像我一样的都是在这个路旁这样被打伤来到是等死。
Without God's love, it is impossible to love our neighbor as ourselves, but with him, not only can we, but we will be given opportunities to do so.
如果没有神的爱，我们实在是没有办法能够去爱我们的邻舍。但是当我们有神的爱的时候，不单止我们能够有这样的能力来到去爱，神更加给机会我们来到去爱其他人。
Eternal life is not something that is passed down from father to son.
永生并不是由我们的父母传承给我们的。
It has nothing to do with where you were born or who you are.
跟我们在哪里来到出生，或者甚至乎你是一个什么的人，是完全没有关系。
Eternal life is the result of having a loving and saving relationship with Jesus Christ.
永生就是我们要跟神有一个被救赎和相爱的关系的那个结果。
One where we trust him that he will deal with our sin, with our shame, and with our guilt.
在这个的关系里面，我们可以全心的来到相信神，他会来帮助我们脱离我们的罪，脱离我们的羞辱。
To take it all away from us, all that baggage,and to trade it.
叫我们的罪能够去远离我们，并且来到是消灭了这些一切的罪债。
For his love.
就是为了神的爱。
But this by itself is not enough.
但是单是这样都是不足够的。
The relationship requires us to action.
这个的关系也都要求我们有行动。
We are not saved by our works.
我们不是说因着我们的行为来到得救。
But works come from faith.
但是我们信是必须的，有行动。
So if you are walking through life and you are not sure about if you have that type of relationship.
当我们来到行这个人生的道路上面，如果我们还未曾知道自己是有永生的话。
Every person here or who has ever lived has a relationship with God.
我们每一个人，我们同神其实都是一个关系的。
The question is, do you have a good relationship with God or a bad one?
但个问题就是，究竟这个关系是一个好的关系呢，还是一个坏的关系？
Are you running towards him or away from him?
你是向着神来到去行走呢，还是你是远离神呢？
Just like any good father, God wants.longs to have a loving relationship with his children.
就好像任何一个的父亲一样，他很希望能够同他的儿女来建立一个长远的恒久的关系。
Will you accept that gift of love?
你愿不愿意来接受神给你这个的爱的礼物呢？
And if you do have that relationship, if you're sitting here and you're saying, yes, I have that.
假如你今天坐在这里，你是说我其实已经来到跟神有一个这样爱的关系的时候，
Who has God convicted, placed on your heart to love today?
神有没有将一个人来放在你生命的当中，以致你是要来到去爱他，关心他呢？
Are you willing to open your home to people like me who didn't have a family who believed in Jesus?
你愿唔愿意为咗一个好似我咁样啊，唔认识神嘅，以前唔认识神嘅人嚟到开放你嘅家庭，开放你嘅生命
？Are you willing to put your comfort, your time, even your life on the line for God?
你愿唔愿意为咗神嘅缘故嚟到系啊放上你嘅舒适放上你嘅时间，为咗神嚟到嚟到关心人呢
？Are you open to love your neighbor or just your friends?
你愿唔愿意嚟到开放去爱你嘅邻舍啊？还是你只系爱你圈子里边嘅人
？And if you don't know how to love your neighbor, if you don't know what to do, but your heart is willing,
但系如果你话我愿意啊咁样嚟到做，但我唔知道点样去爱我嘅邻舍嘅时候
，In my experience, if you pray and ask God, He will show you.
喺我经验当中，就系当你有咁嘅愿意嘅心，当你向神有祈祷嘅时候，神会嚟到向你显明。
Jesus says something twice to the lawyer that I'm going to repeat.
主耶稣向呢个嘅律法师有两次嘅嚟到讲呢句说话。
He says, "Do this, and you will live."
佢话你这样行就必得永生。
That's what's at stake here. It's not just a matter of what you're doing on a Sunday morning or what box you can check.
呢个系非常嘅重要，并唔系话咧你星期日你要做啲乜嘢，或者咧我系有一个嘅行事历。
It's the difference between life and death.
这个是生与死的分别。
Today you have heard from God's word showing you how to have eternal life.
今天我们已经听到神的话语，告诉我们，我们怎么可以得到永生。
A life with Him, so covered in His love.
就是一个在神的爱充满我们的一个这样的生命。
But God gave us free will to choose.
但神俾我哋有自由嘅意志嚟到选择。
The choice is ours. Will you respond or do nothing?
神俾我哋有呢个嘅回应，就话我哋愿唔愿意正面去回应佢，还是我哋系唔做任何事情
？Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and all of your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你嘅神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
Do this and you will live and you will not waste your life.
你这样行就必得永生，并且我哋都唔会浪费咗我哋嘅生命。
Do these things and you will live.
你这样行就必得永生。
Let's pray together.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father God, we thank you for this day that you have given us.
天父，我哋多谢你俾我哋今日嘅一切。
We thank you for your sacrifice that you gave your life for us.
多谢你为我哋牺牲，为我哋嚟舍命。
When we deserved your judgment, you gave us mercy.
当我哋系只系配受你嘅审判嘅时候，你却俾我哋嚟到有怜悯。
Lord, send your Holy Spirit even now to touch people's hearts.
神赐下你嘅圣灵嚟到系打动人嘅心。
Whatever there is that's keeping them from a relationship with you.Just get rid of it.
有任何事情拦阻咗我哋同神建立关系嘅事情，求你哋挪去。
Just love, let your love flow over the people here at People's Gospel Church.
让你嘅爱喺万民福音堂里边每一位嘅朋友弟兄姊妹嘅心里边嚟到去流转。
And put people in our lives, Lord, that need our help, that need you and your love.
亦都系将嗰啲需要我哋去关心去爱嘅人嚟到放喺我哋心中。
And when, Lord, you put people in our life like the man lying on the side of the road.
神啊，当我哋都系将呢个人摆喺我哋心嘅当中嘅时候，就好似呢个嘅受伤嘅人喺路旁嘅时候。
Let us be like the Samaritan and not like the priest or the Levite.
让我哋学习呢个嘅好撒玛利亚人，而唔系嗰啲嘅祭司同埋利未人。
Move us to help those in need and not to abandon them.
感动我哋去帮助佢哋，关心佢哋，而唔系遗弃佢哋。
We do this, Lord, because we have already seen your great love for us.
我哋咁样做系因为我哋已经睇到神你所俾我哋嘅大爱。
We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅圣名。
Amen.
Amen.